Okay, we're in Siman Kuf Lamed Dalet. That means that we're ready for Sukkos. We're a little ahead of ourselves. We have to finish everything. We have to get to Shana Rava before Yom Kippur. So, okay, Sukkos. So the day after Yom Kippur, you have a mitzvah to build the sukkah. We already saw last week it should be Mechayel Achayel after you break your fast. But certainly the day after that, even if it's Erev Shabbos and it's a tight squeeze, mitzvah bol yadcha tachmitzena, and you should build the sukkah already on that first day. Even if a person is, you know, gor chashuv, you know, very, very important person, he should build the sukkah himself, or at least do parts of it himself. That's Zehu Kevaida, is what the Gemara says in Kiddushin about Kavod Shabbos. It's equally true about making the sukkah. You're really supposed to make a Shechianu on building the sukkah, but we wait until the Leil Sukkos, and we have that in mind when we make the Kiddush and we say the Shechianu. And additionally, it's a mitzvah to beautify the sukkah, Zekeli Bianveu, and it should look very nice. There are many, many rules about the sukkahs, about the walls of the sukkah. Anybody who's learned the Maseches Sukkah, the Gemara, even the Mishnayos. So therefore, the advisement of all of the Svarim is that a person should have whole walls, and they should be solid walls that are not going to be moved aside by the wind. Also, they should be solid enough that the candles don't blow out. At least three out of the four should be full solid walls without coming on to dinim of lavud and good asik and all of these other things that you need to come on to. And if you do, so then of course you ask a shayla, but the best is to not rely on that. Seder. He also brings over here, particularly apt in Hungary or other places in America where it rains on Sukkos, even here sometimes it rains on Sukkos, but to have one of those roofs that you can go over the sukkah so that when it rains you take it off and you have good fresh schach and you don't have anything dripping and you don't have all the shilas. Okay, schach also has many rules. He says that if you just use branches from trees, so you don't have any shilas. Nowadays we've advanced well beyond that. So we have all of the fancy mats and everything like that. So you have all of the shilas, but that's why you have the hechsherim on the different schach. It's best not to put the schach on a davar hamakabel tumah. So if your sukkah is made out of metal, for instance, you have a problem with that. Or in the old days, if people would put it on a ladder that would be banged together, that would also be a problem. Even to put something that's mekabel tuma on top of the schach to make sure it doesn't blow away, that's also a halachic problem of a maimid. That your maimid should not be something which is pasul the schach. B'di'eved, it's fine. In other words, a maimid is only something that we're makbid on l'chatchila, but b'di'eved is fine. The Chazon Ish took it a step further. He even says that the maimid is a problem. But so the B'nai Brakers are very, very makbid, for instance. They'll have these sukkahs that you don't have to drive nails into the walls in order to hold up the thing which holds up the schach, because the nails are a darur mekabel tuva. So they make, you know, these things with etches that everything just sits on top of each other and you don't have a problem with maimed to maimed. Halach is that the schach has to be tzilsim rubim mechamsa, mostly shade, and therefore you have to make sure that even when the leaves of the branches shrivel up, it's still going to be mostly shade. If there's a square of or an area of gimel al gimel tfachim in the middle of the sukkah where there's nothing, that's a hefsek, and that will passel your sukkah, because now schach won't be considered to be attached to the walls. The best is if you're, what's it called, even though it's tzilsim ruba, but you can still see the schach, the stars, and if the schach is so thick that water can't come in, then that's considered to be mu'uva kimin bias, and that will actually be puzzle. Okay, there's the rule of daifin akuma. A lot of times you'll have, especially sukkahs in the house, so you'll have a wall and then ceiling, actually flat ceiling, going up to where the schach is. If that's more than four amis, then it passes a sukkah. Less than four amis, it doesn't pass a sukkah, but you can't sleep underneath there because it's considered to be a wall. It's not considered to be the schach.
Does that only work if there's something there? I mean, let's say you should open space.
If it's an open space, it's worse. If it's open space, then more than three tefachim, 3x3, so then you're gone, right? If we have schach pasul or a wall or whatever it is, then it could be up to dalet amos. Okay, if you have a sukkah underneath the branches of the trees, that's pasul. Even if the branches of the trees are chamsim ruv mitzilsa, and all they're doing is they'd be mishtatef to the sukkah, it still is a problem because it could be mevatel the schach. Even if you cut the branches later, it's still a problem because of tasav aloimina asui. So what one would have to do is one would have to cut the branches and then pick up everything again and put it back down. For the same reason, it's very important also to make sure that you build your walls before you put your schach on. Because if you put your schach on top of the frame with no walls, then you have a problem of tasav aloimina asui. You'll have to pick it up again and put it back down. Okay, similarly, if a person has a sukkah in his house, and like one of the things you pull back the roof with an electric button, or here they have little hinges, you have to make sure to put the schach on when you have the roof opened. Because otherwise it's tasav alomina asu, and you open up the roof, you got your sukkah, so that's not good. Once you did it the right way, then you can open it and close it at will. But he says l'chatchila, you should really have the door opened, right? The ceiling open at the onset of the chag. If you have a sukkah in your house or a permanent fixture, a gazebo or something like that, and you make it into a sukkah, those things, since they're permanent structures, they need mezuzahs, not just for sukkahs, but for all year round. And you can leave the mezuzah on. You don't have to take it off during sukkahs, etc. and so forth. It's considered to be a permanent structure. You need to have a mezuzah. Your yaitze with a sukkah sheula, right? That's considered to be lochem. But a sukkah gezula is pasul, so you have to make sure that it's yours. Therefore, it's not advised to build a sukkah in the middle of the street. Although he says the b'diyevet, if you have nowhere else to put it, then it does work. It's public property. Okay. Also, there's a sugya of anoa vankri. Anybody learned ilav gazel or maruba, where you're advised to make sure that you don't cut the schach yourself, because the land might be stolen, and if so, then when you cut the twigs, the hadasim, other things like that, so you're getting stolen schach, and then you're not going to be yasek. Rather, have somebody else cut it for you, and then you take it from him, and then it's yish and shinur rishus, and then you're going to be kona, and it won't be a problem. It's mutter to make your sukkah on chol moed. The atze sukkah are considered to be a form of muksa. You're not allowed to have hanah until after Simchas Torah. Even if they fell, and even if you made a tanai, the tanai does not work. Same thing is true with nuye sukkah, any decorations of the schach. Although people sometimes will put an esrog or a good smelling fruit on the schach, that you're allowed to smell, that's not considered to be muksa for that. Alright. Beseder, wall decorations, you are allowed to make it tonight, that if it falls off or you want to use it, it's okay. Also, people would have curtains that they would want to take inside if it was going to rain, so that's fine, and you don't even have to make the tonight. It's better if you do, but you don't have to make the tonight, because minastam, that's the way that you put it up in the first place. After sukkahs, when you take down the sukkah and you have the schach, so it's you're not allowed to walk on it, you're not allowed to throw it in a way that it's a bizayin to it, as it falls into the topic of bizui mitzvah and beseder. And he also brings over here, interesting, they apparently one of the decorations were they would take pumpkins and they would write things on the pumpkins or make pictures. He says, don't write psukim on the pumpkins. I wonder who stole that from us, right? In any case, but don't write psukim on the pumpkins, because it's going to come to a bizayin. So, very interesting halacha. And finally, the last halacha and the siman over here is that he says on Erev Sukkos, people should know that just like there's a halacha on Erev Pesach, that you have to make sure you don't eat too much because you're supposed to eat matzah l'teyavin, you're also not supposed to eat on Erev Sukkos so that you can eat the first kezias of challah in the sukkah l'teyavin because of tesvav tesvav, it's the same chiyuv achila. And you're also supposed to give tzedakah on Erev Sukkos. That's a minhag Yisrael. So Be'ezras Hashem, that is Hilchos Sukkah. All right, tomorrow we start, which I think will be a three-day project. I think it was pretty close to the end of the week. Is going to be the dinim of Yeshiva Sukkah. And that's Simen Kuf Lamed.